Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is time to become a podcast nerd. That is, if you're a student between 4th and 12th grade. This year's NPR Student Podcast Challenge is now underway, with all submissions due by May 2nd. Steve Drummond and Janet W. Lee are the editor and the producer behind this incredibly popular competition, and they joined us to talk about why it happens and how young people get involved. Thank you both so much for taking the time. I am really excited to dive in to the Student Podcast Challenge. I absolutely love it. Let's first start from the beginning. Yay. Yeah, it is such a great idea. Steve, how did this all begin?
Sure. About 7 years ago, we were kind of covering stories coming out of the Parkland shooting and that tragedy and how many of the students became activists and found themselves sort of having their say about the gun violence that had happened to them. And that started a discussion on our team about how we could surface youth voices, the voices of young people in our own work. We started the contest back then, not knowing whether it would be, you know, whether we'd get 50 podcasts or 500. We ended up getting about 5,000 from all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And it's kept going from there. We've kept it going for 6 years. We've expanded it to fourth graders. We've created a college version of it. But mostly what we do is have a lot of fun with it. We are just delighted every single year with the wonderful, fun, serious, complicated, nuanced stories that young people bring us every year.
That is amazing. What started as a small idea several years ago has just blossomed into thousands of podcasts from all over the country. That's amazing. Given that you've also expanded the year to fourth graders, that's a pretty big age range. You have fourth grade through seniors. Janet, what stands out to you about student podcasts? Because we have a lot of options out there. You know, some would argue that podcasts are oversaturated in the market. But what sticks out to you about their approaches to storytelling?
Yeah, I think I also learn a lot as a journalist from these students. You'd be surprised by how sometimes the adults they interview respond to their questions when a young person asks something, how people open up or break down things to their eye level. And it's really, really amazing. And I think also the creativity part of it, every year we also get sort of a mix of entries that are just really fun and exciting. I think I was just talking to Steve about one from last year that was a conversation between hydrogen and oxygen, about what it's like to be hydrogen and oxygen, and really well scripted, but also very well fact-checked, something that I feel like I haven't seen anyone in our industry come up with. And it's also just very exciting to see those ideas as well. And I think another last thing that I'm thinking about is it also helps me understand news through their eyes. So starting with what Steve just mentioned with school shootings, and then we followed a lot of these young people's journeys throughout the year. So we heard from them during the COVID lockdown, from their childhood bedrooms, to now a lot of discussions on mental health and climate change. So it's been also really interesting to hear what young people are interested in, something we always ask, but to let them just tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. As a reporter and on this show, Insight, a lot of times when we talk about education, it's usually from the perspective of adults, right? Reporters or people who are leaders in education. And it is invaluable to actually hear straight from the source's mouth, to hear from young adults and teenagers. Steve, what has been one of the most surprising things that you've learned about young people through this contest over the years?
It's sort of surprising, but when you think about it, it kind of makes sense. But one of the things we know, because we were all that age once too, one thing that young people are trying to do and really trying to figure out is who they are and what is their place in the world, whether that means their family or their ethnicity or their gender identity or whatever. And some of the most year in, year out, some of the most compelling stories and podcasts we get from students are students who are exploring their identity. For example, we've had a student with autism who submitted a really moving podcast about that. What's that like? We had some students on a Native reservation out talking about how they're perceived by other people and how those stereotypes are harmful to them. We've had students interviewing their families or their grandparents or their parents about how those people came to the United States and the journey and the story and how they found their place in the world. So year in, year out, I think it's really these podcasts about identity that are some of the ones that really stand out to me.
Yeah. So if you're between fourth grade and 12th grade, you're listening to this right now, you're like, hey, this sounds awesome. I want to get involved. How do they do it?
Well, first of all, I'll say the contest is now open, and it is open through May 2nd. So even if you've never made a podcast before and you're listening to this, you have plenty of time to figure it out. I would first start off by visiting our resources page called NPR's Sound Advice. You can search NPR Sound Advice and find that. We have two separate guides on that website, one for teachers, anyone who's interested in adapting this for their classroom and have sort of like a curriculum around it. And then we have a guide for students. So if that's you, if you open it up, we'll kind of walk you through how to record yourself, how to use different free audio editing software. And all of this you can do with just a phone. Phone mics are amazing, and a laptop. You can really figure it out, and I'm really excited to hear what you'll share with us.
This also reminds me of Abbott Elementary. We're big fans of the show, about an elementary school, of course, in Philly. And a couple of the episodes feature the Student Podcast Club that was created by teachers Gregory and Jacob on the show. I mean, obviously, this is fictional, but it's just so fun watching kids get into it, especially fun watching teachers and other staff kind of relish in their roles as well. So if you're a teacher or other educator, staff member on campus, what role do they play in this podcast challenge?
Sure. We've been surprised over the years how many teachers we've heard from who have basically said, this was really fun. This was a really exciting thing to do with my students. It's taken this sort of traditional, you know, write a book report or a term paper, and it's given teachers the opportunity to have their students work together in groups and to kind of for the teachers to become the students' editors, guiding them through this. And it involves a lot of the things the students are learning anyway. They're learning local history or science or whatever, but they're also learning how to write. They're learning about public speaking and how to express themselves and how to tell stories. And so we've heard time and time again from teachers saying this has been a really good example of project-based learning in action, some of the things they're trying to do in their classrooms. And weirdly, we thought the contest might fall apart, you know, sort of fall off during the pandemic, but teachers actually found it was a thing that kids could do together over a Zoom call or something. They could collaborate without actually being in the same room. So it's really seems to have been a thing that teachers have gotten on board with and had a lot of fun with.
Janet, you laid out the resources that are available for students if they want to take part in this contest challenge. But what are the rules? What should students keep in mind when making their podcast?
Yeah. So for our students between grades 4 and 12, first of all, you do need to work with someone who is 18 years or older. For many of them, it's your teacher. A lot of librarians and educators in different roles get involved, could be your parents, and they have to submit your entry for you. Now, to get started, we ask that your podcast is between 3 to 8 minutes in length and that you don't use any copyrighted material. So any audio, especially music. We get a lot of entries where students talk about Taylor Swift and I immediately hear their song and I'm like, oh, we can't air this on the radio. So I would take a second, work with whoever you're working with to kind of go through our rules page to make sure you kind of hit all those notes.
How do you determine who wins? Who's the grand prize winner?
Well, first off, Janet and the rest of our team, but mostly Janet, has to listen to an awful lot of student podcasts. We get between 2,000 and 3,000 a year now. And so we have a internal team at NPR who just screens it to basically listen for the ones that really stand out. We narrow that down to a much smaller list. And then every year, Janet and I select from NPR and the member stations and the podcasting world a team of about a dozen judges. And we, you know, narrow this list down to about a dozen finalists and we send them to our judges. And then Janet and I have to be quiet, which is very difficult during that judging period. And they choose the winner every year. And it's been really, really fun to see. I'm often surprised by which one the judges choose.
Janet, that is a tall assignment, listening to a few thousand podcast entries, especially with such a large age range. Mm-hmm. What stands out to you listening to a fourth grade podcast versus people who are seniors? They're about to be adults.
Yeah, you know, after you listen to a couple hundred of them, or honestly, once you hit like 30, I think you're able to tell when students are really excited about what they're talking about. And I'm not even saying because they're talking about themselves or personal stories, which we do love, but sometimes like students put in so much passion and love into their assignments or research projects that are just like really fascinating. You can tell from the range of sounds they gather, the range of interviews they include, how well prepared and well written things are. So yeah, all of those start really standing out, especially because I also do get a lot of entries that do what you shouldn't do that are recorded in the lunchroom. And I can't hear what you are saying because your friends are talking over you, sadly. Or it's a really cool story, but it's just one student talking in the mic and I'm like wishing there's more sound in there. So yeah, I think some of those things make or break it for us to move on to the next round.
Yeah, well, finally, as we wind this conversation down, students have a little over 3 months to submit their entries, so there's plenty of time. I'd like to end with some parting advice. If a student is listening to this, they want to get involved. What makes a good podcast story? What advice do you have to share? Steve?
I think year in and year out, Janet and I listening to these, what we really heard is what Janet was just talking about. The fact that the student is really, really fired up about the particular story they've chosen to tell. I think so much of a great podcast involves picking a subject that you're really, really interested in and that you're excited to share with your audience. And again, whether that's an investigative story about your community or whether that's a hard-hitting interview with your mayor or your school principal, or whether it's an interview with your grandmother or grandfather about how they came to the United States. Those things, it's less what the story is, it's the passion and the enthusiasm that the students bring. And certainly a 12th grade student may be a little more polished in their writing, or they may have more technical skills, but sometimes we find those younger students are just bringing a super passion, enthusiasm, humor, all these things that really, really make the lesson stand out. So I really think, like Janet always says, you know, the world is your oyster to pick any subject you want to. Just pick something you're really fired up about and a story you really want to tell.
Well, Steve and Janet, thank you so much. This is exciting.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're excited, too.
That is Steve Drummond and Janet W. Lee, the editor and producer behind this year's NPR Student Podcast Challenge, which is now underway and open to students between 4th and 12th grade. Submissions are due by May 2nd, and we have more info on our Insight page at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. That is it for Insight today. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.